Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRusso. We are back with a regular show this week after our special holiday weekend edition last Monday morning. We're going to take a look back at the day the music died, this week in 1977, according to Southern Rock fans. We'll tell you about some hot rock memorabilia going to auction, which you can have if you have an extra 25 grand hanging around. We've got the return of Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder of the album rock era. And also, of course, the best rock from all eras on 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. tried to be perfect, but nothing was worth it. I don't believe it makes me real. I thought it'd be easy, but no one believes me. I'm not all the things I said. If you believe it in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know, just to see if it would show that I'm trying to let you know that I'm better off on my own. So crazy that nothing can save me, but it's the only thing that I have. If you believe it's in my soul, I'd say all the words that I know, just to see if it would show that I'm trying to let you know that I'm better on my
That's one of the lesser-known pop alt-rock bands of the early 2000s. They're called Sum 41, and the song was Pieces. And at the top of the show this morning, we heard Bad Company and Silver, Blue, and Gold on Rock of Ages. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. I hope you had a good weekend. Lots of good stuff going on. The weather has been spectacular, so I hope you've been able to enjoy that. The Red Sox are still playing baseball in mid-October, which is always great news and fun, and we've been enjoying that ride, too. Also, like to thank everyone who gave me feedback on last week's show. We did kind of a Rock of Ages abstract of the Rolling Stone magazine Top 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, and there were some very interesting discussions this week about the choices that they made, some choices you might have made, and I always really, really do appreciate that feedback. One thing I do really like to do also on the show is to celebrate the accomplishments of our listeners. And I want to congratulate Danielle this morning. She lives in Brooklyn. She listens every Monday morning during her very brisk walk along New York Harbor with the Statue of Liberty looking right over her shoulder. She is an accomplished children's television producer. And for the last couple of years, she's been working on a project with a guy named Chris Bridges, which you may better know as Ludacris. And she has really put her blood, sweat, and tears into this project. And it launched last week on Netflix. The show is called Karma's World. Danielle is the co-executive producer. And Karma is a middle school girl who deals with all the complexities of tween life. I did watch the first episode. It's really smart. It's funny. It's got very cool music, which you might imagine with Ludacris involved. So if you need a break from watching Squid Games and you have a tween in your life, or maybe even if you don't, check out Karma's World on Netflix. There are 15 episodes in season one. They're all available. And congratulations to Danielle, a very loyal Rock of Ages listener, on her very big accomplishment from last week. Always worthy of a pat on the back is Phil. Phil from Watertown, my friend, who gives us his choices for music he thinks we ought to be listening to every week on Phil's Pick. And let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune, Paradise, by The Record Company. The Record Company are a band based out of L.A. They are a swaggering three-piece rock band with a lean, rootsy sound. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Satisfy what I see and what I need. I just wanna feel
The Electric Light Orchestra from their album A New World Record. So fine. And before that, The Record Company was Phil's pick this week, and the song was called Paradise here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Thank you for joining me this morning and every Monday morning. You can listen to us if you are in the Boston area on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if not, you can stream us live or on demand from the website at WMFO.org. Some rare Bruce Springsteen memorabilia will be going on sale soon, actually going to auction. Handwritten lyrics to a couple of the songs, Thunder Road, For You, and Night, along with the harmonica that was used on the original recording of Thunder Road, are headed to the auction block on October 28th. The Thunder Road manuscript is written in pen across four ruled notebook pages, and the final page has two different drafts of the opening verse. It's estimated to sell for somewhere between $50,000 and $70,000. And the Thunder Road harmonica is expected to draw about $5,000 to $7,000. The For You lyrics are also written in pen and also on notebook paper. And it matches almost perfectly with the final version of the album, but it does not contain the line, "But you did not need my urgency," which is one of those lines that does kind of stick in your brain when you hear the song. They expect that one to go for about $25,000 to $30,000. And then finally, the Night manuscript is three pages. It features the words just as they appear in the album, and it is also estimated to sell between $25,000 and $30,000. All these things have been in the hands of a private collector that acquired them from Michael Batlin, who worked for Bruce as a musical instrument technician from 1973 to 1985. And meanwhile, Bruce just keeps on keeping on. He has collaborated with John Cougar Mellencamp on his new upcoming album. The song was written and produced by Mellencamp, and it's called Wasted Days. Bruce Springsteen and John Cougar Mellencamp, together on Rock of Ages.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? who's counting now? These last remaining years, how many minutes do we have ahead? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away. How many promises are worth the time? And who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives fade away to more wasted
That is Low Cut Connie from their 2020 album, Private Lives, a song that really brings me back to the lockdown era of the pandemic. It's kind of strange to think that it's good to think that that's kind of a distant memory now, but also there is some music now that could really take you back to that time period. And when I hear that song, I really do think about being shut down and locked down as we were in the winter of 2020. And before that, Bruce Springsteen and John Cougar Mellencamp together on a song called Wasted Days, which is the title cut of an album by John Cougar Mellencamp that will be coming out soon. Well, good morning. You're with Ron LaRussa on Rock of Ages. It is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Today's band we're going to feature is T-Rex, originally called Tyrannosaurus Rex, but shortened for obvious reasons. They were an English rock band in the early 1970s, led by Mark Bolan, the band's leader, creative director, and sole songwriter. He was a very prominent figure in the glam rock movement in Britain at that time, which included David Bowie, Roxy Music, Gary Glitter, among others. The band had many hits in England and elsewhere, but only one real hit in the U.S., and Bolan died in a car accident in 1977, just a few weeks shy of his 30th birthday. But T-Rex left us with this song, their one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This is Bang a Gong on Rock of Ages.
Hi, this is Jonathan Cain from Journey, and you're rocking out with Ron LaRussa.
Ooh, anytime that you want me. Ooh, anytime that you need me.
From their very fine 1978 album, Infinity, that is Journey, with Anytime. And before that, we heard our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era for this week. The band was T-Rex, and the song Bang a Gong. Well, let's turn to this week in rock history. It's kind of a tragic one, and we'll get to that in just a second. But it also seems that lately we are increasingly recognizing either the 80th birthday of a classic rocker, or the 50th anniversary of a classic rock album. And last week was no exception. Paul Simon turned 80 years old last week. Also this week, Marshall Mathers, better known as Eminem, turned 49 this past weekend. But this week in rock is really all about the tragedy of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yesterday, October 17th in 1977, marked the day that they released Street Survivors, which was a great album, but turned out to be the last album with Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines, as they were both killed only 3 days later when the band's plane went down in a swamp in Mississippi on their way to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In addition to Van Zant and Gaines, Steve Gaines' sister Cassie was also killed. She was a backup singer. And the two pilots and the band's manager all died in that crash. And several other band members were very badly injured. And it would be 10 full years before the surviving band members finally reunited and 14 years until they finally completed that fateful trip to Baton Rouge. From Street Survivors, this is Lynyrd Skynyrd on Rock of Ages.
I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. We're stressed out.
smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days. When the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days. When the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at their face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at our face, singing, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days. When the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time.
Pretend, used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Playing the best rock from all eras on Rock of Ages WMFO. That's 21 Pilots, and I'll leave it to you to determine whether you think that's a rock song and whether 21 Pilots is an artist that would have been played on album rock radio had the format continued into the 21st century. But I like the song, so I played it here on the show. And before that, we heard Lynyrd Skynyrd from the album Street Survivors. You got that right. As we recognize this week the anniversary of the release of that album and also the tragic plane crash that took many key members of the band on their way to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, this week in 1977. Well, we've got time for a few more songs, so let's get back to the music right after this.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times? 51. 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I saw an item this week that caught my eye. It was not a big music story. It was more like a footnote. But last Saturday, Steve Harwell, the lead singer of the band Smash Mouth, was performing with the band in upstate New York when he apparently started acting erratically, including slurring his words and making what Variety magazine referred to as vaguely threatening comments toward the audience. Some of that circulated on social media last week, and after the show, he announced he was retiring from performing. I guess he's had a series of health issues recently, including heart failure, and something else, a condition that I wouldn't even begin to try to pronounce. But apparently it impacts his motor functions and his speech and memory. And presumably that is what contributed to his disoriented performance at the concert. Not the greatest band in the world, but this is a fun song, especially if you haven't heard it in a while. This is Smash Mouth on Rock of Ages.
Come in by it just to stay in the click. So don't delay, act now. some were hell bound, some they fell down, and some got back up and fought back against the meltdown. And their kids were hippie chicks, all hypocrites, because fashion is smash on the true meaning of it. So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow, there may be a tomorrow. But if the offer's shun, you might as well be walking on the sun. Handkerchief is soaked with the tears because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and focus on the close up. Mr. Wizard can't reform. No God like Hocus Pocus. So don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relax. Act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow, there may be a tomorrow. But if the offer's shun,
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I do hope you enjoyed it. This is Ron LaRussa. Please join me next week again at this time, 8 o'clock Monday morning, for Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from all eras. Until next week, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Bringing you